us on.
Well, you may recall previously on the program, we brought you a story claiming that raw meat-based dog food may present a risk to both you and your pet. Just a few days ago, Hill's Pet Nutrition officially issued a voluntary recall of its own canned dog food products. A public letter from Hill's Pet Nutrition stated that there is high vitamin D in their pet food products and they pose a serious danger to our furry best friends. To discuss the recall of these products and a broader recall, I am joined by Dr. Bronwyn Orr, a veterinarian and PhD scholar at the University of Sydney. Bronwyn, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Now, what are the main reasons that lead to the double level of vitamin D in canned dog food products?
Yeah, so what's happened here is that Hill's Pet Food, which is a premium dog food company, when they make their food, they actually use a vitamin premix from an external supplier to make sure that all the vitamins and minerals in these commercial foods are balanced. And so what's happened is this vitamin premix that this other company has supplied has accidentally had far too much vitamin D in it that it should. And they've put this in this canned dog food that's gone out all around the world. And turns out that the levels are so high that it is making some dogs sick. So it's definitely a concern because, you know, obviously we buy these foods and we hope that they're safe for our pets. So to have a very premium company like Hill's implicated in this pet food recall is very serious indeed.
And how do you think Hill could have let this happen? Is it hard for them to adjust the vitamin level in canned dog food?
Yeah, so this was actually just a failure of quality control. So every sort of food manufacturing company, whether they're pet food or human food, they should be implementing sort of quality control and HACCP principles, which is all about maintaining critical control points in a supply chain to make sure that what comes out the other end is safe and nutritious. And so what's happened is this is a failure of that quality control. They've obviously relied on the supplier who's giving these vitamin premix. They've relied on them to make sure that it is a good quality, but they haven't done their own testing of that product and they've put it in and then that's gone out. So they've actually said that since this recall, they are now testing all those products independently. So they are making sure that nothing bad is going in the food. But, you know, it really goes to show that even, you know, really big companies can have failures in these quality control processes, which is why it's really important that we're currently reviewing the pet food sector in Australia. The government's currently got a working group investigating this very issue to see if there's anything that can be done to improve safety in this area.
And for those pets that may have got in before the recall, do the products that they may have ingested leave long-lasting health issues, or do they just cause symptoms such as vomiting, loss of appetite, and so on?
Yeah, so the one upside of this particular pet food safety incident is that most of the animals that are going to be affected are going to return to full health once they stop this type of food. So it's the Hill's canned dog food. If you've been using that, make sure you go online and you check to see if your batches have been implicated. And if they have, talk to your veterinarian and talk to Hill's. And if your dog is showing any symptoms of, like you said, vomiting, loss of appetite or increased thirst whilst they've been on this Hill's dog food, make sure you do go to your vet. But the good news is that once you stop it, they should return to full health. It's only a very minority of cases that have been on it for a really long time and they might have some damage to the kidneys. But most animals will be fine once you stop it.
And in this case, do you agree that nutrition labels on dog food products are meaningless, or do you think they bring good information to pet owners?
I think that it's important that we do have information on labels for people to see, to read, to understand what's in the pet food product. The problem we have in Australia is that there's no sort of mandatory standard or mandatory marketing for pet food manufacturers. So essentially they can put on the label or not put on the label, whatever they want. And I guess in this situation, what's happened is that, you know, Hill's and all these companies, they have a pre-approved label. So they say, generally, this is what's in our food, but they don't test every single one of those batches. And this is what's happened in this case is that, you know, there's been a mix-up, an error, quality control failure, and then, you know, what was on the label wasn't actually real at all because of this error. So definitely we can improve the labeling and, you know, so we can get better information out there for consumers.
Well, unfortunate news that some pets may have ingested the food, but good news that it is being clamped down on, at least to some extent. Bronwyn, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
No worries.